Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Activists hit the streets and climb trees. Forest protesters plan summer-long campaign. Environmental activists nationwide, including a woman perched on a sheet of plywood two stories up in a maple tree in downtown Missoula, Montana, set out last Thursday on a summer-long campaign to criticize the forest management policies of the Agriculture Undersecretary Mark Wray. On every forest policy front, we are going backwards, back to the days when timber was the dominant use of the national forest and the public was largely left out of the equation, said Jake Kralik, a longtime Missoula activist and leader of the National Forest Protection Alliance. Kralik and others met with Wray at his Washington, D.C. office, then picketed the building. The meeting, Kralik said, was anticlimactic. We aired our issues and concerns, but the undersecretary obviously did not feel our pain, he said. At the same time, a half dozen members of Wild Rockies Earth First hoisted a plywood plank into a boulevard tree outside the Forest Service's regional office in Missoula, and Rebecca Smith climbed aboard with her knitting needles and yarn. She promised to sit in the tree until Saturday, when her activism will continue 24 hours a day all summer. We are trying to raise public awareness about the salvage scam on the Bitterroot National Forest, Smith said. The logging is causing a lot of harm to an area that has already been logged. This vigil is just beginning. Environmentalists intend to shine the spotlight on Wray because he is the Agriculture Undersecretary who oversees the Forest Service. He is also a former timber industry lobbyist and conservative congressional staffer. Since being appointed Undersecretary by President Bush, Wray has enacted policy changes that betray the wishes of the American public, Kralik said. We hear all this talk of analysis paralysis in the Forest Service, for example, but these laws were enacted to give the public more say in national forest management. It does take more time, it does take more analysis and more Forest Service personnel, but that's how we make sure that they are abiding by the law. That's the public will. Smith, the Missoula tree sitter, said environmentalists are particularly unhappy with a recent federal court settlement allowing salvage logging of burned trees in the Bitterroot National Forest. They're also worried about Wray's proposal for charter forests, where non-government groups assume responsibility for individual forest tracts, and they want roadless areas to remain roadless. This story by Sherry Devlin of the Missoulian. More illegal logging in the Bitterroot. Wild Rockies Earth First activist arrested Sunday when the U.S. Forest Service closes the area. At 6 p.m. Sunday, June 2nd, Wild Rockies Earth First activist Tyler Carlin was arrested shortly after monitoring the Robbins Gulch timber sale in the Bitterroot National Forest. Carlin and fellow Wild Rockies Earth First activist Michael Bowersox had just documented three violations of riparian buffers in the Robbins Gulch timber sale. Apparently, the Forest Service has issued a closure order for the Robbins Gulch timber sale. However, according to Bowersox, no closure signs were posted. When we drove to the Robbins Gulch timber sale, there were no signs indicating that the area was closed to the public. We had no knowledge that the Robbins Gulch timber sale area was closed to the public, said Michael Bowersox. We did, however, take pictures of three violations of riparian buffers within the timber sale. Although the Forest Service calls this a stewardship project, we noticed many old-growth trees cut down. At this point, we must assume that the Forest Service is closing all logging units in order to prevent the public from discovering further violations. The harassment of citizens monitoring the destruction of the Bitterroot National Forest proves once again the Forest Service will go to any lengths to support their logging agenda and cover disingenuous statements made by Dixie Dees last Tuesday, said Bowersox. We want to make sure that the public realizes that the Forest Service is destroying the burned areas. This is a massive hoax of a timber sale. This is an outrage. For further information, contact Wild Rockies Earth First, P.O. Box 1742, Missoula, Montana, 59806. That's Wild Rockies Earth First, P.O. Box 1742, Missoula, Montana, 59806, or call them at 406-549-8863. That's 406-549-8863. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come and buy,